Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. My name is Eliza Delgado. I am your host this week, and I'm happy to join you. I'm also happy to have with me one of my great friends and one of our local realtor partners, the amazing Shayna Morgan with RE/MAX Essential in Wilmington, North Carolina. Thank you for being with us today. And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit of your background, what made you choose real estate, and who is Shayna Morgan?
Well, thank you for having me. Real estate, honestly, was never really in my wheelhouse. I never really knew anybody in my family that had done it. I'm from Buffalo, New York, originally. I went to the University of New Hampshire, where I loved it for 4 years, but I was more than done with the cold weather. So I'd actually only applied to UNH and to UNCW, two schools, and I ended up choosing UNH. Knowing very well that I would rather live here forever. So kind of ended up with the better in reverse, you know, ending up in Wilmington much better. So I went to school for kinesiology. So I was actually a PE teacher for 4 years out of college in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Interesting.
So I did pretty much right out of college move to North Carolina. I had some family that kind of moved there while I was in college. I loved teaching. It was right in 2008, though, kind of when life was like kind of taking a dump for some people. So, you know, aside from that, I loved teaching. I still do miss it, but we'll talk about this probably a little bit later, how I still wrap that into what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I had anticipated. You know, I was at a very privileged school, loved it. I learned so much, but it really wasn't what I envisioned being a teacher. So When I met my husband in 2012, we moved to Wilmington. So I've been here for 12 years. I kind of was like, what am I going to do with myself? You know, I have this degree, but I didn't really want to stay in teaching necessarily. So I started working with a friend of mine who actually was an investor out of Charlotte. And he said he was kind of wanting to break into the Wilmington market. So we kind of linked up and I was his kind of feet on the ground for the whole foreclosure process. So a lot of what I did for a couple of years, no agents even know kind of exists. So I was going to the courthouses in New Hanover, Brunswick, and Pender County every day, checking the boards to see, you know, what new properties had shown up. If I looked one up, I would pull the tax records, see if there were liens against the property, if it was kind of worth me possibly going to the property to check out as much as I could for my client to then put a bid on it. So I would go to the courthouse and literally be a part of the auction process, which was really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people, again, agents don't even know that's still a thing, but it's literally, you still can go to the courthouse and bid on properties. So I learned a lot, you know, kind of about getting in at the ground, and I obviously wasn't licensed. So once he would get the properties, I would see the process to get, you know, get the property flipped, and he would hire somebody else to lift it. I was like, can that make it a lot? So, you know, and I just loved it. I loved going to see the properties. I've always been interested in it, but again, it kind of wasn't in my wheelhouse until I stepped into that role. You know, fast forward, I was licensed 9 months later, and here I am. I've been with RE/MAX for going on 10 years now.
Yeah. Well, that's it's so interesting. So you didn't really hop around firms. You've been with RE/MAX almost the entire time then.
Yep. So I was with Carly Foreman at Coastal Green Properties. We're really, really good friends. And I was there kind of just in the beginning, learned a lot from her, but it was probably only about 2 or 3 months. And then essentially just joined in with RE/MAX and I never looked back.
You've hit the ground running for sure. Yep. Well, first of all, so go back, and I think it's so funny the things that real estate agents don't know are still part of the options of how to build your business and kind of move properties pretty quickly, especially from the investor side. Are there still agents that are doing that? Do you counsel people that are doing that? Or like, what do you recommend, or do you have insight on that still now in 2024?
do. And honestly, I think it's a good talking point for later on how Travis and I kind of linked up. You know, we were on a team with David Cummings at RE/MAX for the first 5 years of my career. You know, being new to Wilmington, I didn't really have a whole sphere of how to join in the business. You know, I didn't know a ton of people in the area. So it was kind of brought to my attention that joining a team would be a really good way, you know, to make sure that I was getting business coming in. And David was actually the top foreclosure agent for years.
Okay.
I don't know that that's still super relevant because I know there's not a whole lot of HUD properties, but we kind of got linked up through an investor that I met, you know, kind of through the business. And he was like, hey, David, you know, does a ton of this work.
Yeah.
So for the first probably 4 years working with RE/MAX and with David's team, you know, we did a ton of foreclosures. You know, any given point in time, he had anywhere from like 10 to 20 listings that were just foreclosures. So I was working with the buyers that were calling, getting really familiar with how some of the companies, you know, hired us. Like he kind of inherited a lot of these leads from the bigger companies that were needing to list. And during that time, after 2008, there were a ton of foreclosures. So
yeah,
obviously things are different now. But yes, still relevant, you know, as far as I understand what people are looking for in investment. They're of course a little bit fewer and far between now. That doesn't mean they're still not out there. You just have to be creative with your resources, know where to look to kind of get a deal. They're probably not going to be on the MLS. So if you have the knowledge of where to look for these things, it can definitely be beneficial.
I love that. So first of all, I learned something today. I didn't realize that that was kind of how you got started. So I think that's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Now you mentioned Travis, who I also adore. You know, obviously you've been part of RE/MAX for over a decade. I want to hear a little bit about, you know, as you progressed, you know, through your career, learning more and more and starting to branch out, when did you decide to kind of start your own team? What was kind of the right threshold for you? I always, you know, love having these conversations to dig into like people's threshold for pain of like, I can do this only so far on my own. And now I really need to evaluate finding a teammate to do it with me. How did you choose Travis? How did Travis find you? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. So we were actually both on David's team together for years. So after that, you know, we both were really busy in our careers. It was about year five when I started kind of really taking a look at, you know, I'm a big tracker person. So like, where is my business coming from? A lot of it was my repeat clients. You know, if you stay in touch with your clients and treat them well, they're going to circle back and give you a referral. So that's where both of a lot of where our business is coming from. So we decided, you know, ultimately to go individual at first. Mm-hmm. And Alicia, whom I love and adore with RE/MAX, kind of brought it to our attention. Like, hey, you two would actually make a really good team if you ever wanted to do that. Like, I know you're both super busy. I had just had a child, so I was busy in my career. Travis is really into the investing side from his own standpoint. He has a huge rental portfolio. So on top of doing normal residential sales, he also has a huge, you know, investment portfolio for himself. So he's super busy kind of handling all of that on top of his sales. So I was kind of taking a lot of his residential business, you know, we worked out some sort of deal and we decided to partner in that aspect. And then it was probably after a year of us partnering, we realized we were getting too busy to kind of handle everything that we had and to give people really the best service, which is what it's about, right? Yeah. You don't ever want anybody to fall through the cracks and feel like they're not a top priority. So Aaron Waller, who is on our team, was our first agent kind of under us. So it was the three of us.
She's also amazing.
I mean, you know, to like to think. Yes.
she's true.
Fantastic. And she was kind of an easy fit. You know, Travis and her both went to UNCW together. She had been in the area for a long time. They both have a really great sphere. So it worked with her kind of hitting the ground running. And she had some residential rental management background. So she wasn't super new to the real estate world. So it was easy for her to kind of pick up and take on. And then I think it was about a year after that that we brought on Emma Letty, who was RE/MAX's kind of admin for a year and a half. So she was already used to, you know, a lot of the inputting and a lot of the back end things. So, you know, both of them, it was a really good fit to bring on and kind of hit the ground running with both of them taking clients.
Yeah. And you guys have just been kind of going like gangbusters. I think the greatest thing that we talked about most recently is your social media just kind of popping off, you know, just, you know, sharing the content of like when you've got something under contract or when something's listed and when something is sold. And you've done such a phenomenal job of making sure that you're leveraging social media as well. So I always love kind of seeing who's got their pulse and who's getting the information out there, because that is a source of, you know, branding yourself and making sure your name is top of mind, which is what we're all looking for.
Sure. And, you know, there's, you know, social media is kind of one of those necessary evils where you have to do it. You want to do it. Am I spending too much time? Am I sharing too much?
Yeah.
You know, we try to make sure that people know we are busy. We are in the markets, which means you understand what's going on. It's not by any means from our frame of mind to like brag about what we're doing, but it's more to see like, hey, we're out here in the markets every day.
Yep.
We have the experience. We work with listings and conversations that are needing to be had on both sides. For us to really understand what people are expecting, you know, in this market.
Now, you know, we're in a market that's very interesting because although, you know, this podcast obviously goes nationwide, I think the bigger picture, when we look at all different types of markets, are comprised of all different types of buyers. And generally speaking, there's a baseline. You're always going to have conventional FHA, USDA, VA, but we're also in a market here on the coast that has a lot of that investor buyer, the second homes market. So how do you kind of span your expertise to serve like not just the first time home buyers who are really reaching to get into that starter home, and then the opposite end of the spectrum, which I know you guys also serve really well, which is that luxury buyer. How do you bridge that gap between the two?
Kind of just like I said, being involved. So I am also the broker in charge as of October at Atlantic Towers down in Carolina Beach. So I'm heavily hourly involved in the vacation rental, you know, what is Carolina Beach, Curry Beach, which has expanded a ton. So we kind of have to be involved then. Atlantic Towers allows me a direct insight into, you know, what are vacationers expecting? You know, I obviously have a back end view, which is super helpful into like what rental numbers truly are, not like when you get these crazy projections from, you know, we have some solid resources around our area that I definitely go to if I need a performa for another property, just kind of laying things out. And I work with full transparency. You know, it's a hard conversation lately to have with some people, you know, even coming to Atlantic Towers or looking for a rental, like, am I going to make money? Is this essentially what they ask? And it's like, well, there are several factors, you know, I'm not going to say, yes, you are going to make, you know, thousands of dollars a month, because it depends on, you know, how you're purchasing. So we have to take in the big picture. We do a really good job on our team of doing buyer consults. And, you know, we have to ask the tough questions, you know, how are you paying for this? What do you anticipate your rental, you know, what do you need your rental income to be? Are you using this for some personal use? You know, so we have to be really diligent with our conversations and how we get to know clients to be able to provide the best source of, you know, income, if that's what they're hoping to get out of it.
So a couple of things that you've mentioned. One, your background in education, and you kind of alluded to it, but I am certain that having that kind of background in the structure and the planning, that has really helped you kind of be successful, because it gives you a framework to really kind of strategize from and plan from. What kind of processes and systems have you personally been able to put into place that you really find help you work best as you've kind of grown? Because you mentioned like you became a mom and you really kind of diversified as you've grown too, and stepping into the big role where you're at now. So what does that look like? What's your process look like? What has seemed to work really well in your world?
I think, honestly, I'm a really, really organized person. I have like checklists. I like to have processes.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it be from an initial phone call from somebody coming in, like make sure you're having a good conversation. You're taking really good notes. We have really good resources, not only at RE/MAX, but what we provide our team separately for a CRM. To make sure that we are staying in touch with clients. So that's our first process, putting the client first, making sure we are providing them with everything they need, you know, staying top of mind for them. And, you know, just really following up and having a steady stream for that, you know, making sure we're thanking them for even reaching out, and, you know, referral partners kind of go into that. So it's kind of like making sure you're feeding all sorts of different avenues. And making sure that you're following up with them. As far as other processes, not really sure. Kind of just following up with people, you know, being a good person and making sure like you're putting the client first and just making sure you're following up with what they need.
And most importantly is like answering the phone is the most important part of the process.
Yes. And a lot of people honestly don't do that, you know, making sure that you're replying to somebody. Again, back to the list, our CRMs allow us to like make sure you have to-do notes. If you talk to somebody, making sure that you are inputting exactly what you talked about before, you know, we could have 500 to 600 people on our database. There's no way I'm remembering who they are. So making sure we're taking accurate notes and really remembering, you know, who these
people are. You'd be shocked how many people try to rely on their memories.
That would scare me.
I mean, I pride myself on having a really good memory. And then I caught myself the other day thinking, oh my gosh, what is their name?
Exactly.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. So I love hearing that. I know one of the other things that we've talked about, especially as you kind of progress through your career, I think we're wired very similarly, but there's always kind of like, what's the next stage? What's the next evolution of what my journey looks like? I know I have a lot of experience thus far, and I always want to hand back, you know, to someone coming alongside me or coming up in their career. And, you know, that leadership component is always a really important element for me personally. And I know you, that resonates with you as well. So what does this season of your professional career look like? What are you kind of aspiring to? How are you helping develop yourself and develop those around you? What does that look like?
That is such a good topic. And I think that's why we kind of decided to have this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, being a mom is the most fulfilling job I think a lot of people could ever have. And I have been very successful in my career, but Roman is starting school on Monday full time. So kind of leading up to this season of my life, I'm like, how else, you know, what have I not really done? And it was introduced to me to become part of the Leadership Academy with Cape Fear Realtors in 2022. So I completed that a couple years ago. It's a 9-month course with our board who does an amazing job setting it up. Stephanie Adams is an amazing resource who kind of leads a lot of those courses. I learned so much about myself, about my communication style, which has ultimately led me to understand clients so much better, like take a step back and listen instead of, you know, I'm a New Yorker. Like I do like to reply really quickly. I talk really fast. I talk with my hands, which I'm doing now, but, you know, it's been a great learning experience. And I was lucky enough to have been kind of a liaison and a leader for the group that came last year. And I'm going to continue that experience. And I'm on a leadership development committee. So I'm going to be hopefully involved with it for a long time to come. And that's where my teaching background comes. I love teaching and listening to how other people learn and, you know, what their psychology is behind their communications. Like I love getting to know people. And like, I think that's why I also love real estate, because it's not necessarily about the house. Like it's about what do people need and how can we best serve them? And so this season of my life is definitely bettering myself, you know, professionally, and that translates into your friendships, into your marriage, into really all aspects of life with other people, which is we're surrounded by 24/7. So I'm really, really excited to be a part of the leadership program, you know, hopefully for years to come. So it's been, I've learned a lot about it and I'm really excited.
One thing I love about someone that has that kind of growth mindset is you've never really reached the ceiling of what you could possibly do or what you could possibly give back, because there's always somebody else to learn something from. There's also somebody else to teach. So I love that you're kind of prioritizing kind of that next stage for yourself and finding ways to kind of give back to other realtors and other people in our community. So I think that's so important. And I think it's really special because, like you said, it doesn't just enrich you. It doesn't just enrich your business. It enriches the community, your marriage, your family. Yeah. So many other things. So a couple of things that I want to ask you, because I try to ask everybody this, and I think you'd probably have an interesting take on it, is if you had it to do over again, what do you wish, now that you know all this knowledge, what do you wish you could have started with or known? Or are you happy that you started where you did? Because some you might have to have just the learning and, you know, the stumbling on your own kind of thing. So like, what wish you had known?
You know, I'm pretty happy and I don't ever want to ever look back and say like, oh man, I wish I would have done that. But I do. And I think another touching point that we had another season of this life is I've finally kind of investing in myself and I have a real estate coach. And it's with 4 other very successful realtors around the country. I've learned so much from them. And I think I probably would have learned to do that a little bit sooner. Not necessarily the coaching, but like, how can I invest in myself? You know, in the beginning, I've never taken a sales course. I'm not a sales person type realtor at all.
Yeah.
But maybe I could have learned a little bit of something from that. and how to like communicate better with clients, you know, take a step back and really just get to learn the processes instead of sell, I guess. You know, still no regrets, but I've absolutely loved this stage of learning and leadership. And I wish I could have done that a little bit sooner, but you know, you can't really look back and wish that, because I have a lot of time left to continue and to grow and help, you know, other people down that path too.
Well, first, I love that you emphasize like no regrets, like your journey is what your journey is. I just think of the kind of the new realtors that are starting out on their journeys. If we can help them shorten that gap of learning, that's the important part for me, is making sure we get that across. And so if they can just hear something that triggers something for them, like, okay, yes, I have to prioritize coaching or at least mentorship of some kind.
Mentorship is amazing. Yeah. But I mean, I would really suggest and, you know, ultimately always look into the leadership program at Cape Fear. It's going to be every year, you know, no specific time. They have tons of courses and, you know, dive into networking with people. You can learn something from anybody that's not even a realtor, you know, just with, you know, you can learn something from everybody. So I wish I would have done that sooner. And to anybody else that's looking to come on, like, just network as much as you can and try to take something from every single person you touch.
Yeah. No, something that you mentioned is, you know, the Leadership Academy at Cape Fear Realtors, which is local to Wilmington, North Carolina. So if anybody's listening and you are looking for, if you have a Leadership Academy at your Realtor Association, I'm certain that's a call or an email that you could make. In addition, you know, if there isn't one, those are very quick and simple kind of Google searches, or we're a resource here. If there's a Leadership Academy that you're looking for, I'm certain we can find someone to put you in touch with. One other thing that I was going to ask you, as we head towards the end of this conversation is, we try to end every conversation by asking, like, how are you lending it forward? So Shayna, how are you lending it forward from where you sit?
Yeah. So currently August, you know, I'm going to be really, specific for now, but this is going to continue throughout my career from now on. August is the month of gratitude. So I am very, very much trying to, you know, be very intentional with my words. And not only that, but like if I see someone in the grocery store and I like their sneakers, I'm going to let them know. If I have this meeting, like, thank you so much for having me, I'm very appreciative of that. Like, who are you very appreciative for your family? Let them know. Say thank you to people that, you know, may not think they need a thank you, but they deserve it. So I'm really just going to try to be everybody's type person, and you never know how much like a compliment or just a thank you means to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I think lending it forward is just going to, like, your energy will always feed into other people. And I hope I pour positive energy into everybody that I touch.
Well, one thing I've always loved about being in a space with you is you do exude that positive energy. I always like immediately gravitate towards you. And so I always love getting to chat with you and connect with you. And I'm so glad you could join us today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I loved our
conversation. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you continue to grow in your leadership and in your business.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being with us today. And we hope to catch you on the next Lending Forward episode.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.